One man.
Sega!
Sponge!
Well, hello there, Retro Chums. And welcome to yet another exciting episode of One Man and His Mic. In this show, I'll be focusing on music from the mighty Sega Mega Drive. Or Genesis, as it was called in America.
Genesis?
I never actually owned a Mega Drive back in the day, so this is going to be an interesting musical journey for me. So without further ado, let's zoom straight into action with a tune from possibly the most iconic Mega Drive game of all time, the original Sonic the Hedgehog, which was released in 1991. Here's the soundtrack from the Green Hill Zone. In 1990, Mega Drive owners were treated to some fighty action, courtesy of Streets of Rage. In this sideways-scrolling beat-em-up, you take control of
Slab Bulkhead,
Blast Hard Cheese,
and
Thick McRunfast.
Well, actually, it was either Adam Hunter, Axel Stone, or Blaze Fielding, and they were on a mission to clear the streets of assorted scumbags. Here's the surprisingly laid-back title tune from the game. Nice! And now we flash forward to 1994 with Dynamite Heady, a bizarro game from the heroes at Treasure that featured a Rayman-type dude who could hurl his explodey head at baddies, as you do. This rather hyperactive track from the game is called Heady the Hero. We'll be right back. you want a good shoot 'em up on the Mega Drive, then look no further than the Thunder Force series. The games are well known for having great visuals and superb soundtracks. I'm going to play you some music from the fourth game in the series, which was released in 1992. Here's the title tune and Level 8 in-game tune, which both rock! And now we go back in time to 1989 for a tune from Revenge of Shinobi. This game takes place 3 years after the original Shinobi and continues the adventures of Joe Musashi as he does battle with the evil Neo-Zed criminal organization. The tune you're about to hear is from the Chinatown level. I've always been intrigued by the Echo the Dolphin games. I do like the idea of controlling a dolphin and getting up to some underwater japes. but I never really played it properly until the gorgeous Dreamcast version came along. Anyway, let's hear the title tune from the first ever Echo the Dolphin game, which was released in 1992.
Moby Dick, Jaws, Flipper, Marillion!
Sega! Next up is a medley of tunes from the fantastic-looking Comic Zone, a beat-em-up adventure set inside the pages of a comic book, which was released in 1995. I love the way your enemies are drawn on the screen by the hand of the bad dude that trapped you in the comic, and the way you leap between frames on each page. Genius! We'll be right back. now it's time to go on a quest for the treasures of King Knoll. And I'm not talking Deal or No Deal here. Landstalker is an isometric fantasy action adventure from 1992, featuring a hero called Nigel. The romping theme you're about to hear is called Seeking Treasure, which, funnily enough, is what the game is all about. The next tune was produced by two legends from the Commodore 64 music scene. It was originally composed by the late great Richard Joseph, who sadly passed away in 2007. The tune was converted onto the Mega Drive in 1991 by Rob Hubbard. It's James Pond 2, codename Robocard.
Come quietly or there will be bubble.
Fishes leave.
And now we have a tune from a game that a lot of Mega Drive fans will be familiar with, as it was bundled with the console itself way back in 1988. It is, of course, Altered Beast, which featured a shape-shifting hero who could transform into a werewolf, werebear, weretiger, and some other weirdos by absorbing spirit balls. And not spit balls. Ew! This tune from the game is called
Rise from Your Grave.
Thank you.
Some more cutesy music now, this time from Castle of Illusion, starring MIKCEOMOUIE Mickey Mouse. Castle of Illusion is an excellent sideways-scrolling cartoon adventure released in 1990 that featured Mickey on a quest to rescue Minnie Mouse from the evil witch Miserabelle. Okay, now we have a very famous tune from a classic coin-op conversion. It's a magical golden... magical sound shower from OutRun, which was released on the Mega Drive in 1991. And this is a cracking rendition, which nicely captures the style of the original arcade tune.
Get ready! plenty of fight.
Well, there's plenty of fighting to be had in Streets of Rage 2, which was released in 1992 and is set a year after the first game. This time, Axel Stone and Blaze Fielding are joined by Max Thunder and Eddie Skate Hunter, who is the younger brother of Adam Hunter.
For Technobots who are listening.
And your mission in this game is to defeat Mr. X, who has kidnapped Adam Hunter, and to kick a whole lot of ass along the way. This track is called Go Straight. And now we have an
exclusive!
This tune is from an unreleased Mega Drive game called Hardcore, an excellent Turrican-style blaster developed by Digital Illusions. It was meant to be released by Psygnosis in 1994, but was sadly cancelled even though the game was 99% complete. The music you're about to hear was composed by Olof Blazer Gustafsson. Thank you. The next track is from 1992 and is from the cartoony shoot 'em up Super Fantasy Zone, which stars Opa Opa, who is out to avenge the death of his father. Serious sounding stuff for a shoot 'em up that looks quite colourful and jolly. This tune from the game is called Yaddene, which makes me sound a bit like Miss Hannah Minx.
Matane!
Ah, yeah.
Only one Castlevania game was ever released on the Mega Drive, and that was Castlevania Bloodlines, which came out in 1994. Unlike a lot of the Castlevania games that mostly take place in Dracula's castle, Bloodlines takes you to various locations, including Germany, Italy, France, and England. The music for the game was fantastic, dark, moody, and atmospheric. Check out the Simon Belmont theme from the game. The next tune is from the game that actually inspired this Mega Drive special. Episode 13 of One Man and His Mic was a tribute to the specky coding hero, Jonathan Joffa Smith. And in that show, I played a track from the 1994 game
Power Drive.
I was so impressed with the track that I mentioned I would be doing a Mega Drive special at some point. And here it is. We'll be right back. Let's have a track from a role-playing game now. This is the opening theme from Sword of Vermilion, which was released in 1989. The music for this game was awesome. Listen to this. Yeah, those synth sounds give me the fucking... Now it's time for some run-and-gun fun from the 1994 game Contra Hard Corps. The awesome track you're about to hear is called Last Springsteen. What could possibly be cooler than RoboCop and the Terminator? How about RoboCop fighting the Terminator? And that's exactly what you get in RoboCop vs. Terminator. In the 1993 game, you control Robo doing battle with Terminators, Ed-209, Kane, and even the Skynet computer itself. The title tune is suitably grungy and features a sexy vocal too. Listen to this with your cybernetic ears. Terminator.
creep.
And now I'm going to play you a track from Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master, which was also released in 1993. The game continues the adventures of Joe Musashi on his quest to scupper the evil plans of Neo Zeed. This tune from the game is called Whirlwind. Some music from the 1990 game Elemental Master now. This is a very cool vertically scrolling shoot-em-up in which you harness the power of the elements to vanquish your enemies. I'm going to play you two tunes from the game, the opening theme, and a tune called Dance of Flame.
USA.
Well, that's a good question, strange radio ace person. While Rob was with Electronic Arts, he worked on this tune in 1992. It's the theme from the game Road Rash 2. Dig those crunchy drums. We'll be right back. The next tune is from the action fantasy adventure Alicia Dragoon, which is another game from 1992. This was an unusual release for the Mega Drive, as it featured a female lead character. Alicia had the power to conjure up pet monsters to help her on her quest. These would fly around attacking enemies and would protect Alicia from damage. She could also fire lightning from her hands or build up her energy into a smart bomb type blast. Let's hear the in-game music from the first level. Okay, we're getting near the end of the show now, so I'm going to start winding down this Mega Drive special with another tune from Thunder Force 4. This track is called Because You're Number One. As I was so impressed with the tune from Sword of Vermilion that I played earlier, I'm going to continue winding down this show with another track from the game. This is the rousing end theme. And that's pretty much it for this Mega Drive special. I hope you've enjoyed this show as much as I have. It's really opened my eyes to what the Mega Drive was capable of, and I've been really impressed with the soundtracks I've been playing. I do love that Yamaha sound chip. I'd like to send special thanks to Tony Clark, who supplied loads of great requests and ideas for this show. Cheers, mate! And also thanks to the Project 2612 website, a great resource for Mega Drive music, and to the creators of Gens, which is an excellent Mega Drive emulator. Right, I'm going to end this show the way it started, with some music from Sonic the Hedgehog. This is the staff roll track that plays right at the end of the game. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the future.